Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, thanks for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being curious about your own life. Thank you for taking a deeper look at how you're living and what's working and what's not. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I don't take this stuff lightly. I really am always amazed to hear from people that are listening, that are gaining something, because, you know, honestly, I am in process myself. I don't want you to ever think that I've got it all together. In fact, a few weeks ago, I talked about not having my shit together. I'm in process, and so I never want to put it out there that I know exactly what I'm talking about, that I'm just advising you on what to do. This is a collective journey. This is a collaborative space. And what I put forth in these podcasts is really stuff I'm working on myself. I'm bringing you stuff that's fresh from my journal. I journal every morning, and oftentimes I'll just come up with, you know, a phrase here and there, and I'll write in the sidebar, you know, podcast, 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 podcast. I've got in the back of the journal this list of ideas for potential episodes. So it is fresh, 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 fresh at the tip of my tongue. And I go through this process with you. Today, I'd like to talk about the ripple effect. I had this kind of big, like, whoa, aha, last week about the ripple effect of my state of being. What does that mean? What I choose and who I choose to be in this moment is the ripple of, it will ripple out on what on how I'm going to be living in the next day, in the next week, in the next year, in the next decade. Who I choose to be right now, the state in which I choose to live right now, will ripple forward. And when we can really sit with that, wow, it becomes massive, massive, because we so often are just lazy consciously about the state in which we're living in. I am lazy constantly, allowing the circumstances around me to dictate how I feel. How often do you do that? How often do you allow the weather to dictate how you feel? We all do it. Oh, it's too hot. It's too cold. It's too rainy. It's cloudy. It's too sunny. It's too this. And that dictates how you feel. Well, what if you reverse it, right? What if you start to make the choice and choose your state of being? So, you know, really, this is what I talk about it all the time, because this is how I speak to myself. You know, choose your state. Don't let the world choose it for you. Choose your state, because how I am right now in this moment, whether it be joyful, peaceful, blissful, hopeful, fearless, compassionate, that is going to determine this, the next moment that I'm living in, and the next, and the next, and the next. And this is being on the verge of this moment, in this moment, in this moment. We can be on the verge of being pissed off, right? Because if I'm pissed off in this moment, the likelihood, if I'm lazy about it, I'm going to be pissed off in the next moment. Or we can continue to cultivate and choose how we put ourselves out in the world. A few weeks ago, I talked about how your well-being is the greatest gift you can give the world. The greatest gift you can give the world is being fully healthy from tip to toe. Right? From your emotions to your physicality, to your mental state, to your spiritual state, to your availability for others. So when we can live from that place and recognize when we're not in our best, most fully healthy state, and we pause and really think about the ripple effect. Well, if I'm not in my best self right now, if I am not in my most hopeful, open, clear state of being, right now, then what am I putting out there for the next moment that I'm going to live in? What am I putting out there for the next year that I'm going to live in? So this doesn't mean being cheery, happy, healthy, cheery, happy, you know, rainbows and unicorns. This is not what I'm talking about, but it's about making a conscious choice of how you're living right now. One of the things I talk about with the teachers at Verge all the time in our meetings, in our feedback sessions, is just being in process. You know, I say to them, you know, as long as you're in process, we're good. You know, it's when you start to stagnate and become lazy in your practices and how you're teaching, that's when your students are going to feel. Your students will feel that stagnation in you, that rote dialogue, you know, and I think it just goes to, it transfers to the way we live. When we're not in process, when we're not kind of chewing on something and unpacking something and really working on something in our lives, then we kind of just stagnate and we feel that way. That's what we're putting out into the world, just kind of mediocre. Let's just say it. We just become mediocre. But when we're massaging some stuff in our lives, when we're looking at places where we're not living fully, whether it be your physical body or your emotional state or your work or your home life or whatever it is, that's what you're putting out in the world. Other people feel that. They feel it. You know what it's like to be with somebody who's kind of, let me put it this way. You know, when you're with somebody who is in the process of losing weight, and I'm sorry to use that example, but I think we can all understand this. You know, say you're with somebody who, you know, had some significant weight to lose and they're in the process of losing weight, right? And you see them and you're just like, whoa, you look fantastic. You know, and you could see the gleam in their eye. You could see their vibrancy and their positivity and their excitement because they're in process of feeling better. They're in process of changing their lives. There's something magnetic about that, right? There's something that you're attracted to. It's like, wait, I want to feel that way. And so we can always feel in process if we choose our state of being. So little formula, very, very simple. And I don't proclaim this to be, you know, the magic pill, but I am working on it in my own life. Choosing my state of being, choosing how I put myself out in the world. How can I become more awake and aware of the state that I'm living in? Because, and also recognize that this has a shitload of power. How I am right now, as I speak these very words, has an incredible momentum. That's the ripple. So the little tool that I'm going to leave you with today is first to notice all the time. Where am I? How am I being? Where am I? How am I being? Notice when you get sucked down into that low-level state of being, judgmental, comparing yourself, feeling bad about yourself, competing, jealousy, all those, you know, kind of very, very unhelpful emotions. Notice when you're bright. Yeah, cool. I'm on track right now. This is awesome. Maybe I can even lean in a little bit more and ride this wave. But notice first. If we can start to notice more often where we're at, then once we notice, then you want to just stabilize for a moment. So you want to notice. And if what you're noticing isn't helpful, is negative, isn't empowering, is detrimental to both you and others around you in your life, then pause and stabilize. How do you stabilize? Geez, you can do it in so many ways. You can snap your finger, boom, stabilize. Where am I? You can take a breath or two or five. And if it's something where you feel like you need more stability, take a walk, go get a drink of water, wash your face, get out in the sunshine, look at the sky. If you don't like what you're seeing, stabilize and shift. And then you get to choose. How do I want to be in this moment? How can this moment change my year? It will. Can I shift myself from comparing to just allowing? Can I shift myself from being so feeling so unworthy to recognizing the brilliance of being alive, of who I am, of my body, of my mind. So how you are right now ripples out into the future. Look at how you are right now. Notice. Be kind. Pay attention. It will change how you put yourself forth out into the world. It will. So I've got big plans. I've got really big plans. I want to churn. I want to manifest. I want to create. I want to live. I want to enjoy. I want to play. I want to share and engage with the world in a big, big way. Right? I'm done playing small. I've played small at different times in my life, and it's so painful to be in my body when I'm feeling small, that I want to choose big, big life in every moment. So I've become hyper aware of when I get sucked into smallness and I choose big. And so for me, big is going to be different than your big, but choose big. And so again, notice every moment when you get yourself sucked down into those negative, unhelpful, you know, the stuff that makes you kind of your skin crawl. The stuff when you're like, oh my God, I just don't want to be in my body right now. I don't want to be in this moment. Pause, stabilize. What can you do to shift? Stabilize. Breathe, look at the sky, take a drink, say a prayer, you know, whatever you can do, and choose how you want to be. What you put out in the world in this moment ripples out into the next moment, into the next moment. Into the next moment. So what are you on the verge of? Are you on the verge of big? Are you on the verge of abundance, of joy, of love? Or are you on the verge of more of what you're feeling right now? That's the question. So let's massage this. Let's play with this week. Let me know how you're doing. Seriously, let me know how you're doing. Email me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. And let's continue to unfold this magnificent journey together. Have a fantastic day.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.